And today's show, Express Yourself on KDNK, continues. We will speak now about the Glenwood Springs Arts Council presenting the 18th Culinary Arts Festival. This is next Friday, October 19th, from 5:30 to 8:30. It is a fundraiser for the 35-year-old Arts Council that emerged around the same time that KDNK was starting up. I'm joined by Bonnie Cretival, and she is a board member of the Arts Council. How are you, Bonnie?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for coming by KDNK. We're joined also by Terry Glassnap, who is the host of the Holy Bozos on KDNK, and he is here as the marketing committee and originator of the Arts Council. So we're talking about this culinary festival, and this is a fundraiser coming at an important time for the Arts Council. So thank you guys both for being here.
You're welcome, Raleigh. And the basic event, a culinary arts festival, the Art of Food and Drink, we have acquired a remarkable collection of local restaurants who are bringing their food in, and including Colorado Ranch House, the Riviera, Sunshine Moon, the Pullman, and more. Glenwood Brew Pub, Kendall Jackson, Cooper Street Liquor, and check this out, the music by Valet Musico.
Oh, yeah.
And if you haven't heard them, they are a phenomenal world-class, world and classical and so much more band that I'm a fan, so pardon me for going overboard on that. And it looks like we have a stool situation. I mean, and Bonnie, how about I switch with you? You'd be okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
We're going to do a little switch.
A little switcheroo.
And Raleigh, while we're doing that, you might have noticed the date and location. Maybe you could help us with that while we do this little switch.
So this is at the Hotel Colorado. And you can get tickets at glenwoodarts.org, and it is from 5:30 to 8:30 on Friday, once again, October 19th. So next Friday, this isn't going to conflict with the Celtic Fest this evening. And it's coming at a really big time. So as we have been hearing in the news, the Glenwood Springs Arts Council went through a little bit of a struggle and is now getting back its strength. And this is an old organization. With that in mind, what is the energy behind the festival this year? How are people approaching it? How are people feeling?
Well, Raleigh, this is a festival that has been done since 2001, I think you said, Terry. And the bottom line is it was one that was one of the big social events in Glenwood. It was not held last year because of the events with the center and the loss of the Arts Center. So it was very important to the new board who's come on to try and revive the organization to bring this event back to the community, because it is more than just an event that celebrates food and drink. It also was a great community gathering event. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that of all the things we've worked on this year that we would get this one done. So we have.
Great.
And we're really hoping we'll have good attendance next week and everybody will come back and enjoy what we've put together.
And what's the capacity? Are you guys able to have on just plenty of people?
We're hoping we'll have between 200 and 250 people. We will have plenty of food and drink for those people, so nobody will go hungry.
Great.
And there are some other ticket locations in Glenwood Springs if a person wants to get a physical ticket, and they are a la carte, which is downtown Glenwood Springs, and then there is a rock shop. Do you know the name of that rock shop, Bonnie?
The other locations are the High Country Gems. We actually have two rock shops, which is at 311 8th Street, and then Jewels and Gems, which is at 914 Grand Avenue, plus a la carte. And then, of course, you can also go on to glenwoodsprings.org and buy on the website, or you can call us at 970-355-9000. 9689 for tickets. The tickets cost $50 if they're bought in advance, but we'll be selling tickets at the table the night of the event for $60.
And okay.
So we don't want to turn anyone away.
And so for people who remember this going on in the past and want to go for those reasons, they know the experience. They know that it's not to miss, that it's really exciting, and you have so many wonderful restaurants contributing food. For somebody who perhaps is new to the Valley or lives in a different part of the Valley, what would you say to draw them into the event?
I would say that the historic location, the Hotel Colorado, the proximity to the Glenwood Hot Springs Pool. You might think about that day in the afternoon or even after. The pool is right next to the hotel. And then there is something, I think, very special about bringing together people around food and drink and music. It is a connector, and it leads to fun, and it leads to people meeting people. And so I would jump on that with this thought that from as far away as Leadville, you can stay somewhere. You might even be able to stay at the hotel, but more likely Aspen, Basalt, Elgibel, Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, and Points West. We have listeners in Rifle. We have listeners worldwide to this station. Think about next Friday. We're in mid-October. It's probably going to be a little bit gloomy. Carpool, get a bus, bicycle, get on a skateboard. But even more than that, think about maybe some friends that you've been thinking, I've been thinking about getting together with them. Life gets too busy. Call them up and join in on this event that is also helping a very worthy cause. In brief, this organization has given a boost to so many young people through the arts programs that have been running 35 years, and especially the dance program that 25 years gave us dancers dancing, a showcase for young dancers, and then across the spectrum of the arts, classes were held. And now, Colorado Mountain College, who gave the Arts Council, it's in this binder here, a space for their organizational meeting in 1982. And in those early years, when it was formation and meetings and planning, CMC gave space to the Arts Council until a building was found. And now CMC has jumped back in with programming at CMC Glenwood Center that has had very good enrollments. So what the Arts Council has given to kids and our community is irreplaceable. I would echo what's formerly CCAH, mm-hmm. Carbondale Arts, as an organization with an impact on Carbondale. Glenwood Arts was that and has that potential. And the people like Bonnie and other volunteers who have been in the rebuild process have this event as a key kickoff to the next chapter of Glenwood Springs Arts Council.
And not to mention the Glenwood Summer of Jazz, which has been such a celebration for years. I personally remember going up there, even floating down there on an inner tube, to enjoy that music every Wednesday in the summer. And it's something that has been carried through as well.
And a big shout out to the originators of Glenwood Springs Summer of Jazz, Bob and Mary Noon. They were involved in the origination of Glenwood Springs Arts Council. They had an idea. We had a benefit event. It sold out. And they came up with Summer of Jazz, 25 years as volunteers, world class. Hugh Masekela, Herbie Mann, Trombone Shorty, 25 years of initially 10 weeks in the summer. And then the current incarnation, shout out Chris Bank, Summer of Music, has carried on the spirit of that. And you were a kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what was it like? Do you
middle
remember?
Middle school, high school.
Going into that park?
I lived back east, and I would come back in the summertime because my eldest son lives here in town. And so for years, I would come back and go to summer music. It would be part of my trip back to visit. That would be one of the events that we always had on our schedule and wanted to do because it was such wonderful quality music. But while you're talking about Mary Noon, let me bring this up because I want to make sure that we deal with the other things that are happening the night of our event. We're also going to have a silent auction, Raleigh, and our silent auction this year is going to be a bit smaller, but we're concentrated on providing auction items that have to do with the arts. So you're going to find a lot of really fun and interesting things. Plus, we have some major artists who have contributed pieces to us that will be part of the silent auction, including Mary Noon and Dean Bowlby, Alice Beauchamp, Ruth Mulman, Greg Tanasi, Jim Mason, and Alice Bedard Voorhees. And I just heard about another one today that I'm hoping we'll get too. So we're going to have some really nice art to auction off to help raise money. And I'd also like to, while we could, note our generous sponsors who have helped us with this event. First and foremost, the City of Glenwood Springs gave us a very generous grant. And Alpine Bank, Mary and Dr. Jerry Steinbrecher, the Caribou Club, SGM, Sweezer Gordon Meyer, the Hotel Colorado, Bank of Colorado, and Murray and Diane Reynolds.
Next Friday, October 19th, Hotel Colorado. Look at glenwoodarts.org. And then I have a 10-second closing here. And this is partly why I'm pitching this event. Three generations in my family, myself, my kids, and my grandkids, have benefited from Glenwood Arts. And this event is a way for us to continue this great work that happens through arts councils everywhere. And I want to just make a shout out. So many behind-the-scenes people, and in another time, we will credit them. But a big thank you to all those that have supported us to help us put this event on, and you want to be there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie and Terry, for coming in to share about
it. Thank you for having us, Raleigh. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Raleigh.
To answer your question, Terry, what I remember is the gathering, being around people, meeting people, just the energy that those events would bring, and I expect that this event is bringing as well, bringing the community together. So thank you for being here to share about this important event for a very important organization.